It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. I told Jimmy Mack today, he said, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? I said, I want to plant stuff. I'm jonesing to garden, and it's a good thing we have Stacy Hervella on the line with us right now. She is the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, and we've got her on the line right now. Stacy, how are you?
I am great. It is a beautiful day. The weekend looks great for gardening, and I am raring to go.
All right, I need some shrubs because we cut down a giant ash tree in our backyard last year, which I got to tell you cost a fortune.
Yep.
It was a real old tree that got hit by the ash borer beetle. And I have a clean palette to work with now, and I need some shrubs to kind of give us some privacy from the neighbor's yard behind us. Any ideas?
Well, so how much sun is there? Is it full sun now?
It's full sun now.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Wait, now let me ask, full sun until about, like, say, 5 in the afternoon. So that's pretty much full sun, correct?
Yeah. So as far as, like, a plant tag or a plant recommendation goes for full sun, that means a minimum of 6 hours of unobstructed sun each day.
All right.
You are easily in full sun there. Well, you know, how tall do you need them?
There are wires for cable and stuff, so up to 15 feet.
Oh, okay. So you want some pretty good coverage. Well, you know, I really like juniper for evergreen coverage like that. There's a lot of native junipers, which are really nice, and they're, you know, deer-resistant, rabbit-resistant, so they're really nice. If you don't have deer and rabbit issues, arborvitae is a really affordable, fast-growing choice for that as well. There's a variety called American Pillar that you'll find out. That's one of the fastest-growing varieties. But if you don't need something quite so tall, you know what is a great choice? Is like a big landscape rose, something like Oh So Easy Double Red Landscape Rose. It gets to be about 5 feet tall and wide, so if you don't need, you know, all of that height, very fast growing, and it's going to bloom for you, you know, basically June through November.
And those are roses?
Correct.
Stupid question for you. This is going to be the dumbest ever.
Oh, get ready.
Obviously, there are thorns on it because my dog kind of walks through the garden sometimes.
Yep. So there is
although he'll learn very quickly not
to. There is one rose that doesn't have thorns. That's Oh So Happy Smoothie Rose. But that one's not so hard. It's so easy to find. But they shouldn't really, like, drop a lot of branches. And really, you only have to worry about it when you do a little bit of pruning in the spring. So, you know, it sort of depends on what, you know, if you're concerned about it. But, yeah, they do have thorns.
What about a type of hydrangea that would fit in there? Would a limelight work?
Limelight would be a perfect choice, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, they get to be about 6 to 8 feet tall. Now, their first year or two, they're going to really devote their energy into growing roots, and then they'll start to really take off. So if you want coverage, you should buy the biggest plants that you can find, you know, get them in the ground, take good care of them, and, you know, not next year but the following year, that's where you're really going to see them start shooting. But, you know, you'll see those flowers. Super easy to grow. They make great cut flowers as well. So I really like, you know, when you have a plant like that, it's sort of like a dual purpose.
And they're lime green, Bill.
Oh, are they lime green? Yeah.
They are, yes.
Stacy, really, I always like to go out of my way to find stories that show you that I have no idea what I'm talking about. And I found one for you. This week, I noticed on a good part of our lawn where the grass is, we've got these like bluish purple flowers that I think are stunning. And I said to my wife, I don't know how we got these, but I love these little flowers.
Mixed in with the grass?
Yeah. And
yeah,
she said, oh, that's
that
the worst thing in the world for your grass. I didn't know that. Why would that be? I think they're really pretty.
Well, I think that that's great, and you have a right to think they're pretty. And, you know, I think that this idea of, like, a really homogenous, consistent lawn is kind of going out of fashion. Like, I think that people are really starting to appreciate that, you know, when these other things pop up, whether they're the blue flowers, the bluets that you're seeing, mm-hmm. or violets or clover, or even dandelions, you know, as people become more aware of the issues with pollinators, they can start embracing, you know, that kind of variation. So I say, by all means, love the blue flowers. I think they're darling, and that, you know, when you look at it just right, they just kind of make like a blue haze.
Yeah.
Garden. It's much better than just plain grass, right?
I need you to sign an affidavit because I got to show that to my wife because she said it's the worst thing for our lawn, but I didn't know that.
Oh, my goodness. No.
All right.
They're a spring annual, too, so they'll disappear. You know, once it starts to get a little bit warmer, those will just completely evaporate and they'll come back next year. So
All right. Not
even like a really consistent, persistent, thing to have mixed in there.
Are they blown from the neighbor's yard? Because I noticed my neighbor has a bunch of violets in their front yard, and now we have them mixed in with the grass. Does it just pollinate that way?
Well, yeah, so violets will spread by the seed pods when they dry out. It ejects the seed really pretty far. But, yeah, they get spread by animals. The violets have, like, a little tuber, so squirrels can move them around. And, yeah, violets are pretty opportunistic, so they'll just kind of pop up wherever. But, you know, they're so pretty. They're actually edible, so if you don't spray your lawn or anything like that, you know, you can pick some violets and put them on your salad. They kind of have a honey, sweet, peppery taste, so give them a try.
I'd be so afraid to do that.
We're both like looking at each other like, what?
I would poison my family if I did that.
Okay. Well, you do, of course, want to know for sure that it is a lawn violet, but you can look it up online and get a good solid ID on that. But
what are these mushrooms? Stacy said it's fine. Just eat the mushrooms.
No? Hey, right. I'm a horticulturist, not a mycologist.
All right.
So keep me out of the mushroom business.
All right.
We have a texted question. Is it still okay to divide hostas? Do you need to remove the entire plant and then cut them apart? I think, and I guess, is this the time to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now's a great time to divide hostas. And, you know, most hostas are so tough that you would really be, you know, hard-pressed to really set them back at all. So I do recommend that you dig out the whole plant. It's just a lot easier that way, and you're going to get the best divisions. And you dig out the whole plant, you know, and then you can just take, like, a nice sharp spade. Or if you have two forks, like two pitchforks or two digging forks, you put them back-to-back in the center of the plant and then pull them apart. And it just kind of, you know, wrenches the whole thing apart. You can divide it into as many pieces as you want. As long as each one has like one of those little tubes, you know, of hosta leaves and roots, you're good to go.
And those are really perfect for shade, aren't they?
They are. Hostas are excellent shade plants. They're really sort of like a go-to shade plant. But if you have deer, you do not have hostas. That's like one of their absolute favorite food, to the point where it will actually attract them to your yard. So not a great choice if you have deer, unfortunately.
All right. Any questions you might have for Stacy Hervella? She's the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You look for the white container with the green lettering. I will be buying some this weekend and planting them. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And we will continue after these. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. We are talking with Stacy Hervella, and she is the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. And we have some questions for you already, Stacy, so I hope you're ready to roll here. Oops, there you go. All right, Vicki has a question for you. Vicki, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy, and hi, Bill and Wendy. First, I want to say you guys are wonderful. I think you're just wonderful.
You have great taste. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Right.
And I just wanted to let you know that a Mexican petunia is a great flower. You can pot it in the ground or a pot, and they're beautiful. They're purple flowers, and every morning they fall off, and they're just really neat. They're really neat flowers. And maybe she can tell you more. I'm not sure if they have another name, but Mexican petunias is what I've
Mexican
been calling
petunias,
them.
Mexican petunias, Stacy.
Yep, that's called Ruellia is the scientific name. Yep, and that is, it's very long blooming. And, you know, if you have a mild winter, again, like we did this year, very well may actually be perennial for you. But they love the sun, and they just bloom their little heads off.
They are beautiful. And what I do in the fall, I let them, they bloom till winter. And then in October, the leaves, they kind of look like corn stalks. And I kind of use them as decorations for October, for Halloween.
Perfect.
Look at you. That's
and
so
Thanksgiving.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you. Wendy and Bill, you're great.
Thanks, Vicki.
Wonderful.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Was that a plant?
What?
That phone call? That was way too positive.
Amber has a question or comment for Stacy Hervella. Hi, Amber.
Hello. Hi, Wendy. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hello. Do you have a question for Stacy?
I do. Here it is. A couple weeks ago, Stacy, you were talking about a new proven winner variety of a Rose of Sharon called Purple Pillar.
Yes.
I've looked everywhere on the north side of the Chicago suburban area, and I can't find it anywhere. Do you know who might carry it?
Did you try Chalet Nursery?
I called them, and they told me they didn't.
They did not. Well, you know, it is so new that a lot of times the garden centers haven't heard of it yet. I don't know anything offhand, but I'll tell you what. If you want to go to the Proven Winners website, and there's a little purple button that says questions, feedback, we're listening, click there and put shrubs and ask me, and I will ask our Illinois sales manager if there's any area, any place he knows where you can get it. So I'll try to find that.
Stacy, can you buy these online and somehow have them
you
shipped?
You can buy them online. Yeah, you can definitely buy the plants online. But you know, we always encourage people to shop at their local garden center because that ensures you're getting the biggest plant for the best price. You know, it's expensive to send plants because you have to send them next day. You don't want to pay to send a big bucket full of soil.
Sure.
You know, for
plus,
example.
I'm so anal, I like to pick out which plant I get.
Oh, and there's that, too. So, yeah, it is available online, but I know I can find it for you at an Illinois garden center. So, yeah, just give us an email there, and I'll see what I can do for you.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Hey, Amber, I have two suggestions for you. There's Vern Goers, G-O-E-R-S, greenhouse in Hinsdale, Vern Goers, and also Hinsdale Nursery. Those are two places you might want to call.
I will try there. Thank you
so much.
Thanks,
Amber. Have a good weekend.
I forgot about the purple pillar. I got to put that on my list for this weekend, and now I have to find it.
Well, maybe if Amber finds it, she can tell you, call you back and tell you where she found it.
All right, Nancy has an interesting question. I love perennials, and I can't wait to see what comes up in the springtime so I know what holes to fill. But, Nancy, you're trying to get rid of some perennials?
Hi, everyone. Wendy, you will not love this one. It's called a gooseneck, and it spreads like crazy. I can't get rid of it. I try to pull it out. I don't know if I try to stay away from the herbicides, but I'll use it if I have to. Would Roundup work or any other suggestions?
How do you get rid of gooseneck, Stacy?
Yeah, that is a very vigorous spreading plant, and it is not easy. And you have to make sure that you get all of the little pieces, you know, as you're trying to dig it out, because any little piece that's left in the ground will resprout. The best thing to do really would be to try to dig it out and then leave the area undisturbed in the sun so that, you know, you can try to dry out any of those little pieces. I'm trying to get rid of some really aggressive perennials as well, and I have really just been doing it by digging out the area, taking out the plants, and you know, giving it another week, seeing what comes back, taking that out, and you know, after about 3 weeks, I did have it pretty well under control. So I don't know how much of an area you have with it. You know, a lot of times with those really vigorous plants, you just don't, even if you are willing to apply an herbicide, there's too much surface area in roots for the plants to take up. You can't actually apply enough to get it to translocate to the roots. So I really think that the old-fashioned way, just digging it out and staying on top of it, you can control it that way, but it does take a little bit of work, I'm afraid. But yeah, definitely, gooseneck loosestrife is a tricky, tricky plant.
Nancy, terrible. I have some goldenrod that's taking over my yard, so maybe I'll dig some up and we can swap it out.
Okay, we'll have a Mother's Day swap. That's awesome.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay. Good luck.
All right, Stacy, we have an awesome contest going on, and to celebrate Mother's Day, we would like to give you the chance to win a Proven Winners Rose Garden, which will include the new At Last Rose, Oh So Easy Double Red Rose, and Oh So Easy Petite Pink Rose plants. To help get your garden off to a good start, you will also receive a prize pack of Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizers in 3 varieties. All you need to do is visit the contest page at WGNradio.com. You can enter to win this Proven Winners Mother's Day special. There are a lot of roses out there, and are there a big difference between all these different roses?
There are, you know, and really the difference is, well, first of all, if you're buying a landscape rose, the important thing to know is that these are disease-resistant, low-maintenance roses. And low-maintenance and rose are not, you know, two terms that most people associate with each other because they think, oh, roses are a lot of trouble and they're tricky. But the landscape roses, like the Oh So Easy roses and the Oh So Happy roses that we're giving away in the prizes, you know, we have trialed and tested them to make sure they don't get black spot and mildew and all the diseases that you may have seen on other old roses. And best of all, they bloom nonstop. So they start blooming in June, and they do not stop until November. I mean, a lot of times the flowers will be covered in frost, and they'll still be blooming. So
isn't that something?
As long as you have a sunny spot, a minimum of 6 hours of sun every day, they are such a great choice, and they will just give you so many flowers.
Thank you so much. She is Stacy Hervella. She is the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You can find them at your favorite garden center. Happy Mother's Day if it applies to you, Stacy.
Oh, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you too, Wendy.
Thank you. She's not going to say it to you.
I got nothing out of that.
On Father's Day, she'll say it to you.
She better call me on Father's Day. I will sue her.
All right, are we talking television next?
Yeah, we are, actually. Alex Zelbin from TV Guide will be joining us, and we will discuss some
television. Are you going to sue him?
I might sue him, as a matter of fact. Yeah, stick around. It's a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.